and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
And we're finally here.
Yeah, we took a week
Thursdays.
Off.
Thursdays.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
That's right, we were having some problems.
You know what's funny is I completely...
Forgot we changed the date.
Forgot we changed the date because yeah. I was like, oh, okay, I have to make sure I get this out by Tuesday.
Oh, Thursday.
And, you know, we're still taping it on Sunday, but now I'm like, oh, I better make sure I take care of this, you know. And, so we're doing, so this is coming out on Thursday.
Yes, thank you for your patience. We apologize for the wait. We were just, we just had a little bit of... some scheduling problems and some workload issues. So
yeah,
here we are changing it, hopefully for the better, so we don't, you know, miss shows from now on.
Yeah, I don't like missing shows. That's one of the things it really bothers me about podcasting.
Yeah.
And that people sometimes will just skip a bunch of weeks and be like, well, you know, we're trying to do something. I'm like, well, no, if you have the content, do it and finish it. You know, I mean, I understand things get in the way, but at the same time, you know, I'm very much a person that likes to, you know, and I understand it's not for everybody. I'm not saying, you know, there's anything wrong with being in that position, but at the same time, you know, I personally, it's something about not putting out content every week when you have something that you're supposed to put out content every week with doesn't really add up unless if, you know, that's something you owe your audience. But I don't know.
Well, we're trying.
Yeah, we're trying. And so hopefully Thursdays will work better for us. It might end. Hopefully it works better for us.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, I think
it will.
We'll see. But we are back.
Here.
And we did some comic book shopping.
We did, actually.
Yeah.
We did multiple comic book
shopping. Well, we've had some time to do it. So we've, we've did a few trips to a few stores along the way because we did take a vacation.
Yes.
Which was very nice. We took a vacation in Big Bear, California. And which is a beautiful place, by the way.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Beautiful place up in the mountains and just, you know, rented a cabin, just, you know. I'm not trying to be like,
it was just, it was really nice. And actually it was nice for a Colorado girl like me to get back up to the mountains.
Yeah. It just has a little tranquility and stuff like that because, you know, we live right by a very busy busy area in Los Angeles. And, it's not as convenient to, just kind of get some peace and quiet if you'd like, but yeah, we hit up now and I'm blanking on that first place.
I have the thing.
Oh, you do?
There's a car.
But we went to Superhero Toys and More in Big Bear Lake, California.
And they had just opened, actually very well-organized store.
Well, it was a new... The thing about this place is, I guess it was called something else.
Well, it was a different owner.
Different owner. It was called something else. And I think the guy that took it over...
Well, they closed it, and now they started a whole new store. Which is the store we went to.
Yeah, and I feel like there's, you know, it's kind of, I think it's more just more comic book based. I think before the...
I think it was more collectibles and stuff.
Yeah, I think it was more, it was more collectibles. And they have lots of those in this place. And lots of, lots of toys and, you know, Star Wars toys and stuff like that. But
they did have a few 50 cent boxes.
Yeah, they did. They haven't sorted them yet, but they were like, you know, yeah, those are 50 cents. Let's fart around in them.
And you were like, oh man, we found a book to read.
We did find a book to read.
Yes.
We bought a few books from there, so there's some good selections, you know, some good stuff out of there. We didn't really dive in too much, but, you know, that guy, the guy that was running it was quite nice, and hopefully he's listening to the show, because we did leave him a card. We said, hey, bro, check us out.
Listen to our podcast we never put out.
Yeah, we don't. This is this podcast that we're gonna forget to put out on Tuesday and just screw everybody over.
Sorry,
bro. But, so they're pretty cool, and... I think they're actually renovating more. I got the impression that they're renting more of the space to kind of make it...
Like branch it out a little.
Like branch it out to have like game rooms or just things that more...
It was cool though. They had a lot of fun stuff there and some cool stuff that I hadn't seen before. So that was exciting.
Yeah. And then, let's see. I think we on the way back, we stopped at Four Color Fantasies and... Where was that?
That was like kind of in Rancho Cucamonga.
It was Rancho Cucamonga. Yeah, Rancho Cucamonga. Not a bad place.
Oh, no, it was nice inside and whatever. We just didn't find anything for us.
Well, that's the thing. I go into stores like that. Sometimes I get, like, upset. I get upset.
Yeah.
I get offended sometimes.
I know, but
I don't know why. It's just something I get offended where I'm like, why don't you have, like, 50-cent boxes or $5 boxes?
They don't have to.
They don't have to.
My thing is, I walk in. Is it well lit?
Right.
Yes. Is it clean? Yes. Is there, like, a table for nerds to play games? Yes. All right. Well, this is a pretty good store.
Even though that's an option.
It might not be a store for me because it doesn't have what I like. It's still good.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt about Four Color Fantasy.
Yeah, it was very well lit, very well organized,
clean.
and that's all.
Very important that it's clean.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've
been to stores that are not clean, and I do not like it. This one's clean.
Yeah, no, I like clean stores. Mm-hmm. So good on you, Four Color Fantasies.
Yep.
And then what else did we do? So we I was on our way back here.
We went to Pulp Fiction yesterday. Did they accept Pulp Fiction down in Long Beach?
Yeah, yesterday we were down at Long Beach for an event, and they went to the Pulp Fiction in Long Beach to check that place out, and I bought a few trades. I got some good deals.
Yeah, you did.
Because they have the thing about Pulp Fiction, and the nice places sponsor us, but I mean, I just want to talk about them because they're places that you maybe need to know about.
Yeah.
You know, you should support all these places because, they're
always
independent businesses.
Your local comic book store.
Yeah, support all the local comic book stores. Go to a few of them if you really like a particular one, then go to that one a bunch. But we went there and I got myself a JSA trade that I wanted because I had some Eclipso themed issues that I'm looking for. And then I also bought, and we'll probably end up doing this on the show at some point, the Skrull Kill Crew.
Oh Lord!
Trade for the series that came out in the mid '90s, which is very '90s, and it's written by Grant Morrison and Mark Miller.
Oh boy! I'm gonna guess it goes off the rails. Point.
And we're gonna talk about
it gets weird.
And we'll talk about it. I'm not gonna get too much into it, but I mean I read it and I enjoy. I liked it, but at the same time, I didn't like it nearly as much based on the premise that I thought I was going to. I knew, because the premise is basically these guys are going around killing Skrulls, undercover Skrulls, because they're infected with the Skrull. These guys themselves are infected with the Skrull virus through, some historically dumb means.
Sure.
And, it's extreme and silly. Captain America's in it. It just kind of ends, and I don't know if really anything gets picked up with it. I'm certain when we talk about it, we'll do this on a show. We'll talk about it, and we'll get more into it.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a good deal, and I guess that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I read a few comic books when I was up in Big Bear. I got to read my Team 7 trade that I've been wanting to read. My District X.
Yes.
Which is very good. District X is very good. Well, I don't know if we'll do that on the show at some point, but it's very good. So I think that's I guess maybe you should add some stuff because I'm blabbering.
Well, I mean, I actually did not buy anything at these comic book stores. I found my Batman 24.
Yeah.
So I bought it.
And you did help me buy the All-Star Squadron that I purchased. You did pick that one out.
Oh, I did. Yeah, but I mean, I didn't buy, usually I buy more than you do. And I did not buy anything. And because the reason is, because I have a stack that I haven't made it through yet.
Right.
And I'm bound to determine that I'm not going to buy anything new until I finish it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's smaller than it used to be, but it's still there. So I'm just waiting. As soon as I get through with that, maybe I can look into buying stuff. But I can't justify buying anything.
Yeah.
I've got, 40 comics sitting there that I haven't even read yet. I can't.
Well, I've got plenty of that, too. And I've always said, there's been a handful. I'm just saying, my purchasing has been very limited.
Me too.
Because
I have so many.
There's so many to deal with, and I don't need any more. And if I'm buying anything, I'm actually really trying to seek out cheaper trades.
Yeah.
Because that way, it's just a bunch of stories that are collected that I can maybe get rid of some of the issues ahead of time.
Yes.
And kind of lessen that collection. Because that's kind of the goal, is to kind of compartmentalize.
Yeah.
Compartmentalize. And actually kind of relates to this. I think it actually, in that sort of attitude, relates to a video that you posted on our Facebook.
Oh, it absolutely does. That was the, there's so there's a
what thing, culture?
It's called What Culture, and they're based out of the UK. And they're great. They do all sorts of different videos.
They do
wrestling, they do all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
But the one that I posted the other day, which is up there if you want to go check, it's 8 reasons comic books companies make it basically impossible to read.
Yeah.
And it's the constant reboots.
Yeah.
It's the prices. It's the, you know, everything is an event and then you have to follow it across like six or seven different titles every week. And it's just everything. It's a mess and it's impenetrable.
It's the same writers. It's the same characters.
It's the same people over and over again, just moving to different titles.
And also when
nothing new, nothing different.
And the thing that actually stood out for me was the comment that a lot of these the Marvel and DC in particular, they don't really reprint a lot of stories, more obscure stories. And they don't
go of
obscure characters or just trying to, like, you know, collect as much stuff as possible.
Yeah.
So because a lot of stuff, obviously, yes, there's a million comics. Not everything's going to get a chance to be collected.
Sure.
And nor should it be, because, I mean,
everything should be.
Because that costs a lot of money.
No one wants the weird.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's out there being like, hey, can we get a weird compendium?
Yeah.
You know, or weird omnibus? I mean, who's going to read it? I mean, maybe, right. you know, a few people. But, I mean, they got to spend lots of money to produce these things.
Sure. And I understand that. But at the same time, they are right, where it's just like, you're just constantly pumping out Wolverine comics or trades and Batman comics and trades.
And Spider-Man.
Iron Man. And different characters that are cool. Aren't getting any play whatsoever. So new readers never hear about them. So of course they're not going to be popular, but they don't even know who they are.
Yeah, there's like a million Deadpool things, but there's not barely any Wonder Man things.
Of course not. And I know how you feel about Wonder Man.
I mean, that's just my preference, and not everybody cares.
No, but I mean, like, the example they used was like The Question.
Yeah, like The Question's awesome.
The Question's great. And like, they rarely do anything with him.
Yeah.
And they don't reprint his old shit. So
no, actually they do.
Well, he was the example that they gave.
He's an example that I don't think it's the best example, because you can get his late 80s run in trade. There are trades of that. I know there's a bunch
But what about Rene Montoya?
I don't know if that's all. I think there's smatterings of that here and there, but I mean, it's really, I don't think they have everything.
Right.
So, but I mean, I know, and that's what I'm saying, that's not the best example, but I'm talking like, I don't know. Just like, there's a lot of stuff from I'm trying to think of a really good example that, like, but there's like series from like I don't know, Firestorm, you know, like Firestorm's whole run, you know, outside of like the New 52 stuff, like a lot. I'm probably incorrect, maybe, but I feel like a lot of, I don't, cause I never, but I never see it, is a lot of, his big run is not collected.
Yeah.
You know, which is surprising considering how big of a character he is right now on TV.
Well, I mean, like,
and maybe at some point they're going to do that, but I don't know.
The word is that they'll eventually collect that Balint run from Catwoman.
That's coming out.
It's supposed to be coming out, but how long has that been?
That's the thing. It's like,
it's been forever.
They've collected a lot of the Gale,
the Brubaker stuff.
The Brubaker stuff, yeah.
And definitely all the New 52 stuff, but like all that older stuff.
Yeah, all the Balint stuff that had 120 issues issues.
You can only find them in back issue.
I know.
Because they don't have it, and maybe they will have it coming out soon, but it just,
which would
there.
Be great, because then that way we can buy those for you and we can kind of consolidate our collection.
Yes, because I have, that's the thing. I'm trying to get all those.
Yeah.
And they're hard to find after
that's
a while.
That's weird that they're hard to find.
There's certain issues that are hard to find because I have holes in my collection.
Yeah. Well, that's all it is for me with like a lot of different, like Guy Gardner. Like Guy Gardner actually just collect, you could do two, maybe three volumes of just that 90s series, or four volumes.
Does anybody like Guy Gardner?
Well, here's the thing. He's not a big popular character right now. You know what I mean? He's just like...
Forever?
He was. I mean, he had definitely had fans. You know, I mean... Definitely had me.
A singular fan.
I mean, here's the thing. A lot of that stuff isn't very good. We all... And it's that is quite obvious to a lot of people. It's not good.
Yes.
But, you know, it's... There are people that want it. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll see. You know, they do a lot of... Like, I know, like, the Defenders, that's being collected slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, I don't know, that was a very strong point that stood out to me. Because I was kind of like, yeah, why don't you just collect everything, you know? I mean, or at least make it digital.
Yes.
Because if it's digital, like, I'll buy it digital. Like, I didn't realize this until recently, but a lot of the G.I. Joe stuff from, and I know, I mean, it's surprising considering a lot of, you know, how the rights issues are and stuff like that, I'm certain, because, you know, G.I. Joe, you know, the big run was at Marvel, and then it moved over to IDW, and they've done all stuff at IDW.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, actually they do. They do have a lot of those Marvel issues collected.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can buy those on digital and stuff like that, which, you know, I there's a lot of stuff that I don't, maybe I'm not aware of, because I'm not constantly checking and waiting for stuff that's coming out.
Right.
But at the same time, I want it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we'll take a break.
Okay.
We'll come back with our book for the week. It is something that should not be collected.
It's something that should not have been written.
It should not have been written, but it was. And we'll talk about it in just a minute.
When you talk about comics, does it sound something like this?
Look, you can't put the Superman number 77s with the 200s. They haven't even discovered red kryptonite yet. And you can't put the number 98s with the 300s. Lori Lamaris hasn't even been introduced.
Or maybe it sounds a little more like this.
You think Mighty Mouse could beat up Superman? What are you, cracked? Why not? I saw the other day he was carrying 5 elephants in one hand.
Boy, you don't know nothing. Mighty Mouse is a cartoon. Superman is a real guy. No way a cartoon could beat up a real guy.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It would be a good fight, though.
Hello, I am the constantly caffeinated Clinton Robinson, and my comics discussions can go to both extremes, but generally fall somewhere in between. On the Coffee and Comics podcast, I will review comic stories and other comics-related topics that can be enjoyed over a cup of coffee. So pour the coffee, or other beverage of choice, and join me on the Coffee and Comics podcast, available on iTunes and coffeeandcomicspodcast.blogspot.com.
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever, and we have our book for this week. It is The Wanderers, number 12, from March 1989. New format. Ooh, fancy.
Mm.
So this is a dumb book that
This
particular issue is actually very infamous. Because if you know the Wanderer, if you've ever heard of the Wanderers,
wasn't it just like a mega series or something?
Well, it was a maxi series when they did that. They would just do, you know, 12, 13 issues. This one in particular is 13, I don't know if it was meant to be a maxi series. I just think it ran 13 issues.
Okay,
so it didn't run.
Gee, I can't imagine why it got canceled.
Right, it's one of those things where these characters. So basically, from what I've been able to research on these characters, is that they were introduced in like a Legion comic.
That sounds right.
Because they're from the 30th century.
Fucking Legion brings everything terrible.
And they're from the Legion comic, and they had some run-ins with them, and you know they fought the Legion. They were friends with the Legion, you know, blah blah blah, and they ended up, you know, kind of going away because they were introduced like late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went away, and then Doug Munch,
yeah,
and Dave Hoover and Robert Campanella put together this series. And I don't know whose idea this was.
It was probably that they were just like, oh man, do you remember those cool books back when we were kids?
Hey, let's bring back
when they were fighting the Wanderers. Wouldn't it be cool if they had a series? And they're like, yeah. But what about dinosaurs? And then this happened.
Well, I feel it was just something where they just were sitting around and just like, hey, what can we do that's really obscure and we'll just bring it back? Because, I mean, that's a thing. Like, they, you know, back in the 80s, you know, you could do.
Maybe this is like kind of what we're talking about. Like, this is why they don't bring back obscure characters.
You know, that's a good point. That's a good point, because they'll be like, you know, this is why we don't do this, because we start fucking dinosaurs and shit.
Right? Yeah. We tried, and then there's dinosaur sex, and maybe we should stay away from that.
Yeah, it's pretty icky.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Ew. But basically, these are a bunch of characters who, I don't even remember what the hell the premise was. They were just they were team.
I feel like, I don't know what their premise is now, but I feel like for this one, they're scientists.
They're like science heroes.
Yeah.
Out to like try to kind of write some stuff in like different Earths and universes, and you know, this is basically the premise of the series.
Yeah.
You know, and they've been, you know, I think at some point before this they were exiled, and there was, you know, there's a whole group of them.
Yeah.
You know, and you have on the cover, you have just the Wanderers, and there's no text.
Nope.
And it's just a picture of the character Orintho.
Yes.
And he is lovingly caressing the
a very ugly dinosaur.
A very ugly dinosaur's
face.
We
do have to talk about Orintho's hair.
Oh, yeah, because he's got, like...
It is... strange.
Well, yeah.
I can't...
He's a bird kind of dude,
Yeah, he's a bird guy. So, he's got this loving, like, very lovely, like, flowing black hair, like, parted right down the middle. But in the middle, where his part would be, is a mohawk.
Right.
So, I don't even understand this hairstyle.
Oh, there was a wrestler that used to do this, too. He was known as the Red Rooster, and then this was... His hair was blonde here, and then he had the red in the middle, because he was a rooster.
Wrestling is stupid.
Wrestling is stupid.
It just doesn't make sense to me, and I look at it, and it confuses me, but he's, like, lovingly caressing this dinosaur. This is one of the ones that has feathers, I think.
Yeah, this is the bird man monster dinosaur.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those, like, step between dinosaur and bird.
Yeah, because it's got, like, luscious hair.
Yeah, but it's still a dinosaur, so he's, yeah, like, petting it, and he's got his eyes closed.
The, I think this is a very good-looking drawing for something very stupid.
It's very beautiful. Steve, yeah, it's Lytle very pretty. This. It almost looks like a painting.
It is, yeah.
Or all done with colored pencils. Like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Steve Lytle did a great job on this, so.
So, we start this book on a world where there are still dinosaurs. This is not Earth.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a planet where there happens to be dinosaurs.
And the dinosaurs haven't been killed yet.
They haven't died, but they are very hungry because they're on their way towards extinction.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a T-Rex looking one sees, like, a, what, Triceratops looking one?
Yeah.
And he goes after him and they start fighting. And as all of this is happening, there's a probe watching.
Yeah, it's recording it.
It's recording their battle, just observing. And all of a sudden, this mist comes out of nowhere. The dinosaurs breathe it. And they die.
Yeah. No, because there's other purple, this other disc.
Oh, that's right. There's like a golden disc. Looks like a hamburger. And it's
there's like one of those candy saucers that has the pellets in it.
Yeah, gross.
Mm. You remember those?
Yes, and they're disgusting.
Does your dad like those?
No, surprisingly not.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Because they were like wafers, but then they had like candy pellets on them. Because your dad's like a weird candy connoisseur.
Yeah, my dad eats candy, but only candy that was popular like in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, like Necco wafers.
Like Necco wafers and root beer barrels and Nonpareils and butterscotch, anything, maple sugar candy. I'm surprised he doesn't have diabetes, to be honest. Like, he eats jelly beans just like... for fun.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't eat them. Like, oh, and Boston baked beans. That's another one.
Ugh.
Yep. Licorice.
Gross.
Fucking Good and Plenty's.
Good and Plenty's.
Yeah, he'll, like, just disappear. He'll be like, go to the store, and, like, he'll just, you're like, what? And he'll come back and literally with nothing but a grocery bag full of, like, fucking candy and just, like, those big bars of Hershey's chocolate.
Jesus.
With, like, nothing in them. They're just Hershey's chocolate. You're like, what are you doing? And he's like, nothing. Twinkies. How my dad is not a humongous man or has diabetes, I do not know. Because he has done this my entire life. Because
your dad's built like a wrestler.
He is.
Like, he's built like a 19, like Nikolai Volkoff.
Yeah, he's got a big barrel chest. Yeah,
yeah, but somehow he's done that through Twinkies, and that's fascinating.
Yeah, I don't know how he's not 400 pounds, because he eats like garbage.
Yeah. So, well, some people just have that deal. Like, I think that was like Jerry Lawler's deal. Like, Jerry
Lawler's in his 70s, and he's healthy as a goddamn horse. He still eats like that.
Yeah, so he would eat this thing. But so basically, yeah, these dinosaurs are, you know, we're having a Jurassic Park battle, and then they fight, and then this mist shows up and it kills everybody. So the story is called Night Sparks for the Wing, which I don't even know what that fucking means.
That doesn't mean anything.
Those are just words that don't make any sense.
Those are words put together. This is just like listening to fucking Kellyanne Conway speak. They're just words put together. They don't mean fucking anything. You're like, okay, words.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Sarah Palin before Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
So they die, dinosaurs die, and the orb goes back into space, followed by the hamburger. So it's the orb gets into space and starts transmitting the recording, the dinosaur fight, the, you know, mist, whatever. And as soon as it's done recording, the hamburger blows it up. And it zooms away.
Yeah.
So then on, I'm assuming this is a ship. Yes.
Well, no, this is a planet. So, this
is it a planet or a ship? Because is it here?
Well, this is them on the ship. This is we're talking about here. They're in this like weird Sears Tower looking thing.
Okay, so
or whatever
Earth they live on,
Earth ass.
They get the transmission back from the probe. So this is basically like when, you know, the Pluto one went out there and it like sent back all the same thing. So they get it and they're like, all those dinosaurs are dying, but there's no bird dinosaurs, and they're probably all going to die.
Yeah.
We need to do something about this.
Also, mind you, all these people on this planet, or whatever they are, wherever they are, so this, the Earth they're checking out is
W23. Sure.
So World 23? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure. That works.
And then, so everybody on this planet, though, looks like...
Joker.
Looks like Joker.
Yeah.
They look
that like, looks like Tom Selleck Joker.
Tom Selleck Joker. Like, so basically, imagine all of your favorite people, but they have hair and skin like the Joker.
Yeah.
Imagine your mom and dad.
Yeah.
And your neighbors.
Yeah.
And your grocers.
Yeah. That chick you think's hot.
The chick you think's hot. But imagine if they all have white skin and purple and green. I'm sorry, green hair. And lips and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they all exist, like they all use those products in the first Batman movie, but they didn't die.
Yeah. They just all became Jokers.
They're all now
it's a whole planet.
They all
full
look
of
great.
Them. The Joker would be really happy.
He would. He would be like he'd be like the Avon Man.
Yeah. Yeah. He'd be like, I win.
I win, and Batman would be like, all right, whatever, I guess that's cool.
Yeah. So these people, I get it. So these people on this planet, Joker people, contact the people on the ship.
The Wanderers.
And they're like, hey, the dinosaurs are going extinct. It's the same thing as we've seen on other planets, except there's no bird form type species. So if these guys die off, they're going to die off. And there's not going to be any life on this planet.
Yeah.
Or it's not going to evolve the way we expect it to. So we have to obviously... fix it, which no, you don't.
Yeah, you don't. You just need to keep being Joker. Keep being Joker faces.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't meddle.
Yeah, maybe you
shouldn't. I'm going to just put that out there that maybe you shouldn't meddle.
No.
Maybe it's okay if this one planet doesn't evolve the way you expect it to.
Yeah, just let it go.
Yeah. So they're like, what? We have to go, like, our mission is to save these birds? And they're like, well, they're never going to exist if all these dinosaurs die off, so you guys have to do stuff. And there's, like, a tiger man dude.
Well, his name... Okay, his name is... what's his name? Dart.
Know. He's got a real weird codpiece. Looks like kind of a turtle shell over his dick.
I know his name. Dart.
Sure. Let's call him Dart.
Dart something, but
Let's call him Dart for now.
Dart... Well... They call him this
Legolas looking motherfucker.
Legolas motherfucker. Yeah. This Pip the Troll motherfucker. Let's call him Darty. He can make darts from his body.
Oh, that's right, because he's like that mutant from the X-Men.
Yeah, and he's hairy, and he just kind of
looks like a lion.
I don't know what his belt serves.
Well, look at his codpiece. It looks like a turtle shell.
Well, maybe that's, yeah. Maybe.
I mean, maybe it is.
That's what the biggest dart is.
Maybe that's how that works. Maybe it's like a turtle. Maybe that's not a codpiece.
Yeah.
Maybe his penis is like a turtle. He's like, I don't want to save these stupid birds. And of course, there's, or what's his name?
Ornitho,
who, by the way, can we just talk about his outfit?
Or they call him Aviax or Ornitho?
He's the same guy. He's wearing probably one of the most ridiculous costumes I've ever seen. He's got that hair that we already talked about. So, like, the mohawk Kim Kardashian hair, I guess.
Kim Kardashian
hair? Yeah, it's, like, straight down the middle and long and black and wavy, you know? It's very pretty. But then in the middle, it's kind of weird.
Oh, his name was Dartalan. Sorry.
So we called him Darty. So he's wearing that. He's got that hair. But then he has, like, it's like a thin strip of fabric that goes up his torso.
Yeah.
And then when it gets to his shoulders, it flares out.
Yeah, like really big.
Really big into like pointy things. And then, so he's got these huge pointy shoulders. But then he's only wearing like basically a loincloth, gloves, and boots.
How do they how do they posit that these outfits are functional?
They're not. I mean, like, look at. Like, you can't tell me he can walk through a door without bending that thing.
He's got to turn sideways.
He has to turn sideways.
Unless the door's not very, very big. You know, if he's walking through a garage door, he's fine. But like, if he's walking through,
a regular door.
He's bumping at everybody in the crowd.
He's trying to go to McDonald's.
You cannot cosplay as this guy without making a lot of
enemies.
No, you're
going to stab somebody in the eye.
You're going to stab somebody in the eye, and you're going to get a lot of people very angry at you because you're going to be standing, and they're going to need to be very far away from you.
Yes.
So they don't hit you, or you don't hit their kids.
Also, loincloth. So.
And also, so you're going to be flapping ass.
There's going to be flapping ass. You've got to wear like high knee-high boots and red like evening gloves.
Yeah, the evening gloves are kind of... Actually, I like that description of those. The evening club, like the fucking Jessica Rabbit.
That's sexy exactly what evening they are. Clubs. That's what they are. And then he's wearing like a crown on his head.
You think he has to? When he has to, when he's like, oh man, I gotta fight barefisted. Art, and yeah, he starts biting the fingers.
Exactly.
So he gets
he's gotta like take like he's doing a burlesque act. And he's just like pulling it like all sexy.
Oh boy.
Because this guy gets sexy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He,
oh yes.
Dude. Yeah. Spoiler
alert. So, Darty is like, fuck birds, and he's like, I don't know why. Why don't you like birds? Because this guy's like has the power to turn into birds.
Yeah, keep in mind he could turn to any bird, any from any galaxy.
Yeah,
even if they don't exist, like he could turn to basically turn to anything that resembles
as
a
long,
bird
yeah, as
or
long
that
as it
is evolved
sort
from a
of,
bird.
Yeah, as long as it kind of resembles a bird,
he can turn
the
into
other weird thing about
he turned to people with the last name of Bird.
You mean like Larry Bird?
Yeah.
Do you think
yeah.
he could become Larry Bird? Could you see Larry Bird in this outfit?
Would be great if you. Actually, it would be great if it's like he's like
and
I
he's
have
going
to
for a dunk.
Well, what if he? Because what if he had a turn? If
he's
I was
got Larry Bird's hair.
Look, if I'm writing this book, I'm turning this guy into Larry Bird the first chance I get, and be like, well, he exists.
All of a sudden, he plays for the Celtics.
He's just Larry Bird trotting around, fucking.
Didn't he have crazy curly hair back in the day?
He had some soup boy, whatever the Campbell soup kid's
yeah.
hair. He had the big. Big mustache.
What's Larry Bird doing these days?
Oh, he was coaching basketball teams. He's doing
is
fine.
He still coach?
I think, as far as I knew, he, at one point he coached the Pacers. I don't think that's the end, the chance at the deal anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. I know he's still alive. So
yes, he is.
We'll go with Larry Bird still alive.
Larry Bird still alive. That's his new comedy special. Get ready for Larry Bird doing comedy. What?
The other thing that we have to point out about all the Wanderers is that they're all clones.
Right.
Which is strange. I don't know who they're clones of, but they're all clones.
Clones of other.
So.
Clones of.
There
Clones of discarded cosplay bits.
Yeah, just like bad cosplay.
Like when you go to Comic-Con, they're like, put your cosplay bits that you can't.
You know what it is? It's like when you are washing off cosplay at the end of the day, and your towels are all nasty from all the makeup you put on.
Oh, is that
they're made from that?
Oh, okay.
So they take all the cosplay towels, throw them in a vat, and then they were probably struck by lightning, and that's how you got the Wanderers.
That's a good origin.
I thought so.
I agree. You know what? Better. It's a better story to be told
yes.
than anything in this book.
Yes.
Anyways, okay. So Dartalus or whatever Dartalan is like
stupid.
He's like he's the stupid. I don't want to fight any dinosaurs and the.
Well, they're like, well, we shouldn't really interfere, and they're like, well, too bad. I already set the course. That's
Well, unset the course. Go to yeah. Arby's.
And he's like, come on, we've never seen real dinosaurs. You know, we're tired of watching.
You know, I've never seen Niagara Falls. Can
that's
we go?
When Legolas speaks up, he's like, it's gonna be fun.
No, it won't.
And he's also like. Pointing a sword.
That's the thing.
Darty's back
because he has a sword.
He's basically Link from
Zelda. You know what he is? You nailed it.
Yeah, he. That's exactly what he is.
He's Link, but with like even bigger ears.
Yeah,
like he's got like Leonard Nimoy size ears, but yeah. I'm like a small person.
Yes. And he's like, "Come on, it's gonna be fun." And they're like, "Whatever." So then we're back.
We're back in this weird, you know, back with the Joker people and the one,
and they're trying to figure out these like. Whole extinctions are like, well, maybe these mass extinctions aren't natural. Maybe there, you know, there's been a mistake or something. And they're like, you know, maybe it's this whole thing that we're seeing with these dinosaurs dying from this gas. Maybe it's somebody's trying to get us to go there. So, all right.
Mystery.
Great. Sure. So they get there and there's kind of a dinosaur-like bird flying around, but it's actually just, what's his face?
Yeah, it's our buddy.
And he lands, and they're looking at a dinosaur that's dead. And they're like, oh, it's dead. And then here comes T-Rex and kind of tries to attack them.
Well, no, you're missing the part where they're like, hey,
they need a tissue sample, and they
we
cut
need
off
a tissue
whole
sample,
leg.
And they're like, all right, well, I guess we should, like, take, like, a whole leg. And so yeah. Elvar, this guy, this little dude, this Link dude is Elvar.
Yeah.
Because he's an elf.
And there's other people in this team, but they don't really
Well, there's
do
a Mortis
anything.
Or a Mordo, and I forgot what
there's
this
a lady with a
Quantum
thong.
Lady. They have names,
yeah,
and I don't
they
care.
They don't actually matter.
I know, we're not bringing you guys very just. We don't need to know anything about
these
people.
They don't do anything. Like, literally, this dude has no lines.
He does.
Does he?
He's the one that's taking a nap later.
Oh, is he nap guy?
He's nap
he's
guy.
He's man napping?
He's man napping.
Man nap.
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah, but Elvar cuts off a giant, like... Fred Flintstone sized turkey leg.
Yes, he does.
You know, like a dinosaur leg and thrown it on there.
And that's when the other dinosaur shows up, tries to eat them.
Yeah.
They fly back to the ship, but oh, look, it's the hamburger.
Yeah, the hamburger
is there and it sees them. So they go back to the ship.
And they're doing science.
And then there's this, like, one woman who, she's like an empath because she can, like, feel emotions.
You got and me she's feeling like, oh, emotions. Different.
I don't know.
Whoever she just showed up every time and just sang that song by Mariah Carey.
I would appreciate it.
Like, that was her only, like, she just kept on saying those lyrics to that, her entire dialogue in any book she's in is just the lyrics to that song, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they
figure out what killed this dinosaur is radiation.
There's a radiation that's only affecting these dinosaurs.
Because the reason it didn't affect them is because they're immune to it, because they've just been around for so long.
And they're clones.
And also clones. So they call Joker Lady, and they're like, yeah, I think it's the radiation, but, you know, if they had basically the DNA to resist it...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then they'd be okay.
It's kind of like what they did in the episode of the X-Men when they used Wolverine's DNA to, like, combat the Legacy virus.
Yeah.
When, like, Bischoff made him sick and Wolverine, you know, ended up, you know, getting sick, but he got ended up resisting it.
Yeah.
And they used his antibodies to go back and counteract it.
Yeah, except he does say this thing here that I don't necessarily know that this is true, and I didn't do any research to counteract it. But yeah. He's like, oh, well, you know, sometimes, even now, a species will be born that has hints of their pre-evolutionary stage.
Right.
Which that is true. This does happen. I mean, some people are born with tails. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Like having a sixth finger?
I don't know if it's like having a sixth finger, because that's a different thing. It's not an evolutionary thing. That's just a weird genetic thing.
Oh, okay.
Which we saw.
Yes.
I actually saw a guy with six fingers. I
missed it. I was waiting for my lemonade.
No, because it's a dominant trait. Because, like, if anybody in your family has it and they pass it on, you're going to have six fingers.
Mm.
It's just most people have the recessive gene, so we get five.
Mm.
It's fucking weird. Anyway,
you know so much about science.
I really do like genetics. Like, I've actually... The other thing that I'm fascinated by is there's a certain weird gene that instead of your iris being full, like... mine, there's a gap in it, and it kind of looks like your pupil looks kind of like a mushroom cloud.
Cool.
Yeah, and I've seen it in textbooks. I actually met a woman who had it.
Wow.
It was fucking fascinating. But you don't want to be like, oh my god, can I just look at your cool weird genetic thing that you have going on? You just want to be like, oh man, that's that thing I read about. You don't want to be weird about it, like point out something they might be uncomfortable with. But anyway,
Gen-I science woman.
I did. I wanted to be a doctor when I was younger. You know that?
Yeah. Pays better.
Yeah, it does. Except I'm shitty at math, and I probably would have killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, you'd be like, I can't do the math. I need a calculator. It's like, this person's dead. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, fuck. Also, not very good with, like, very small scalpels and stuff, so probably would have, like, cut an artery.
I could do... Yeah, you need the same thing to me, because first of all, I'm clumsy as fuck.
Well, that... Yeah, me too.
I'm clumsy as shit, so surgery is out for me.
Yeah.
And... I'm good at math. I just need I need time.
Well, see, that's my problem, too. Because my other thing is, like, when people put me on the spot, even if I know the answer to something, my mind will go blank.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, Jen, what about this? And I'm like, duh. And then, I'm like, oh, that's right. And I'm like, you can't save anybody's life if you're like,
we go shopping, food shopping, and we'll usually split the bill.
Yeah. And we're getting better at this, though.
We are getting better at this, but sometimes, you know, the total will come up, and it'll be like 120, yeah, whatever, 100 some other dollars, and I'll be like, I can't do that in my head, even though it's very easy. It should be very easy, because it's not like a big number. Like,
it's not a weird one. This is one we should be easily
if it's not
able
a prime, if
do.
if it's not like a multiple of 10, I can't do it.
Yeah, well, I feel like we've gotten a lot better lately.
Probably.
Even I have gotten better. Because I did it in my head the other day when we went. I was like, oh man, I'm proud of me. And I was right.
Yeah, but there's no way that we can...
No.
We would not be good in The Wanderers.
No. So anyway, what he says here is, even now on Earth, whales are still occasionally born with vestigial legs. Traits from the time before they entered the seas, when they were still land mammals. I was like, did whales... I thought everybody came out of the ocean.
I thought
did
so
whales
too.
Go back in?
Maybe they were like, this place sucks. Let's go back
in the way. And they left. See, I'm like, is that true? I don't know. I haven't researched it. I can't say.
This actually might be a shared universe with BoJack Horseman.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're discovering a lot of shared BoJack universes.
Yeah. Well, here. There are whale dudes in BoJack.
Because there's all these bipedal, weird animal, animal hybrids.
Well, this is obviously, this has to be the world they were born on.
Yes.
Because this is the only way that explains it.
Right. So, we have this. We also have Barbie.
Yes.
Barbie is a shared universe. Well, so these guys Batman. Share a universe with Barbie.
They sure do.
So, because at some point you were going to get the Joker Barbie doll, but that was discontinued.
Yeah. So he's like, they're like, so what the fuck's your point, dude? And he's like, well, I just wanted to say that I'm going to read this. I propose to transform myself into an early bird, but not just any proto bird, rather a genetic throwback proto bird.
Throwback.
And they're like, what?
Throwback Tuesday. Thursday.
Why? And he goes, because like you guys, I'm immune to this radiation. And if I pass on my genes, everybody else will live.
Mm-hmm.
So his idea, this is his own idea. This is nobody else told him this. His very own idea is I'm going to turn into a proto bird. I'm going to fuck other proto birds and spread my DNA so that everybody's immune to this radiation.
That's my idea.
That's his idea.
Oh, yeah.
That's not somebody else came up with it and he's doing it reluctantly. This is his idea because he wants to fuck other dinosaurs.
Yeah. So. AVX, his name is. It's AVX. I thought it was Orintho, but yeah. AVX.
And people are like, you want to do what now? And the Joker people are like, what a good idea! And I'm like, no, of course you're Joker people. You think this fucking weird-ass idea is good.
Who's this pink head that keeps popping up?
I don't know, because he just shows up and he says stuff, and then he goes away forever.
Is he Shmoo? Or fucking the alien from the Flintstones?
I know who you're talking about.
Fred Dum-Dum all the time? Guy shows up, he's like, that could work, Dum-Dum, and he goes away.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who these people are.
I don't know who any of these people are either.
Yeah.
And then this guy goes, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, but his buddies are mostly, the women seem kind of into it, and the guys are kind of
No, they don't.
Well, she's kind of giving side eyes. This one's kind of like,
That guy looks horrified.
Yeah. The Dardalus looks... Dardalin would rather...
The only reaction is to be horrified.
He's like, no, wait, ew.
Yeah.
And this is why this book is infamous. It's infamous. Like, that's the word to say, is infamous. Because if you read, any, listicle about comic books that are, the weirdest comic books ever. Cracked has talked about this.
Yeah.
And, I know a number of places have talked about this.
This is up there with the Superman and Big Barda Make a Porno comic.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. There's this. It's pretty much, the weirdest comics. And you hear about this, and it's like, this was actually a thing.
Yeah.
And not many people, these guys have never shown up again.
I wonder why. Because one of them wants to fuck dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's just the weirdest fucking thing. So he's like...
I will say this, though. That's probably a good idea. That's a good idea.
Is it a good idea?
I don't know.
It's not a good idea.
What would be the idea that you would do?
The idea is that maybe you should just leave this Earth alone.
Well, okay. Overall, yes. Leave. First of all, first idea, forget this Earth.
Because you know what? Just let it do its thing.
Unless they want to inhabit this Earth later on. Because
if they're going to do that later on, that's fine. But they're just really like, they're not going to evolve the way we're used to seeing things evolve. We have to go in metal. Well, the answer is maybe you don't.
No, they don't.
Let it do its thing and see where it goes. You don't have to be like, the only way to save this Earth is to fuck it. Because that's what he's doing.
If it was only that easy.
I'll save it. Fuck.
How do we save the Earth? Actually, there would be
Is that how we can stop climate change? We just have to start fucking.
I mean,
that's kind of... It hasn't helped.
Leave it to a dude to write a book about... A comic book about how to save the Earth by using your dick.
Yeah, do you think...
Or using your
genitals. Do you think whoever came up with this idea was just like a closet furry?
Maybe. I don't know what Doug Mensch is up to. Because Doug Mensch has written some great stuff.
Yeah.
Doug
and Mensch also dinosaur fucking.
He's written some Batman. He's written some Spectre.
But I mean, if they said...
He's written this.
If it's like they all sat down and they're like, this is the plan. And we're going to plot it all out. And then we're just going to sign it as it goes. maybe this wasn't his idea, but he's just writing it because that's how it ended up.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe they wrote themselves into a corner. Yeah. And they're just like, just throw you.
Fuck the dinosaur.
Just fuck it.
Just fuck it.
They went, fuck it. They're like, that's it. Fuck it.
And then they did. They're like, I mean, I kind of feel like this comes from the idea of, like, if you could transform into a different animal, would you fuck the other animal that you could transform into? So if you became, like, a salamander, would you fuck other salamanders?
I don't know.
I don't think that would work,
because if my brain's still in that animal, like,
You're still you. You're still human.
I'm still me, and
Your brain is still human.
If I'm turning into a salamander, I'll be like the Geico Gecko, and I'd be like, oh, hey, that's a pretty lady. You know? Because the gecko isn't, you know, he's not looking for, I don't know if he's, you never see him hounding for salamander, for gecko poon.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he's usually very cordial with the humans, and, you know,
yeah.
And I think he probably would much rather date a woman.
Date a lady. Do you think he has some sort of tragic backstory where he got zapped by a ray and now he's stuck in a gecko body?
Yeah, oh yeah, there's definitely.
And he's stuck, like, doing, like, fucking advertisements for the rest of his life. Maybe that's his hell.
There's definitely
he's like a spawn figure. Like, he died and he got sent into a gecko body, and this is it for the rest of fucking eternity.
So if he keeps doing all these commercials, is he gonna bring the warrior the warrior geckos from hell take over the earth?
Yes.
I can't wait. I really hope that's it. It's exactly what it is.
It's like more people have to have Geico insurance, and then once there's a high enough number, they will harness the power of all the people to bring forth their gecko hell army.
This is a fascinating, valid theory that needs to be explored further and made legitimate.
I agree.
I think we need to do like one of those Scientology like debunking documentaries, but this time about Geico.
I thought you were gonna say like one of those Scientology tents where we're just gonna like buy a tent and have people sign up for Geico so we can bring about the hell army.
No, we're anti-hell
army. We're trying to save people from the hell army.
Are we?
I don't know. That's the question. Are we? We could go for a hell army right now.
You know who would actually co-sign on this?
Who?
Probably Joe Rogan.
Oh, probably.
I think Joe Rogan could co-sign.
He'd be like,
can
I drink butter coffee while I sign? And you're like, yes, butter, you can.
Can I drink my butter coffee and eat my elk meat while we hash this out?
Like, yeah, I'd be like, yes, absolutely.
Man, the ideas would come up on the show. Let me tell you, if there was a worse idea about dinosaur fucking, we found it. I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
I don't know. I think Gecko Hell Army is better than dinosaur fucking.
You know what?
I'm going to rank them, I'm going to put this like one or two steps above dino fucking.
I'm going to leave this to the listeners. Listeners, if you want to tweet us at Angry Hero Sean or at Jen Stansfield, and if you enjoy this, you know, if you're a fan of the show, or worstcollectionever@gmail.com, if you want to tell us
which is worse,
dinosaur turning into a dinosaur, then having sex with a dinosaur to save a planet, or signing people up for Geico to bring the hell army of geckos to the earth.
Yeah, let us know which one's the worst idea.
Which is worse? You know, hell geckos or dinosaur.
I love hell geckos because I imagine them with little helmets.
Yeah, they all look like the gecko.
They're holding little maces with like spikes on it, and they're like, hee. I don't know what noise
they're
a
all British. Oh, they're all British.
Sure,
they're all British. They're like, oh, we're coming
to
kill. I think
that's actually Australian.
Is it Australian?
I think it's an Australian gecko.
Oh, I can't tell.
Yeah, I think it's Australian.
I don't know anymore.
So,
anyways,
Joker Woman thinks that him fucking dinosaurs is a great idea. She's into it.
She's into it, and so he turns into
like, all right.
So he turns into like a dinosaur stork. And then he devolves into a dinosaur platypus with bipedal platypus. And he's like, hey, look at me. I look great.
Yeah, he looks terrible. He's like, ta-da. he can still talk. He can still think. He still has his higher functioning brain.
He's like, hey, I'm an ugly dinosaur.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, well, have fun. Good luck going into the wilderness to find dino birds to fuck.
Yeah.
So his team is just like, bye.
He was like, all right, there he goes in search of a few good true loves. I'm like,
that's so gross.
Slowly shaking their heads, the wanderers smile.
He can't just fuck one. He has to fuck all of them.
No, he needs to find at least one.
He has to find more than one if he wants, like.
But he only finds one.
Well, at least in this book he does, but really. Isn't the idea that if he really wants to spread his seed, he's got to do better than just one?
Yeah.
Because what happens if all the eggs, I'm assuming.
Yeah, what if they get eaten by, like,
velociraptors.
Right. What if that one nest gets flooded or something? Like, all that shit that happens, you have to spread it a little wider. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. he's got to go for more than just one.
Mm-hmm,
how
mm-hmm.
many dinosaurs do you think he has to fuck for them to have a good... Like, statistically, for them to have a good chance of survival.
At Joe Rogan.
I mean,
why don't you ponder this
somebody
one?
Somebody find me a mathematician who can like calculate these numbers.
Could you find somebody with a legitimate math degree to answer this question?
Yeah, if the world... Okay, the size of our planet...
And then commit us?
We're looking at a planet the size of ours, same environment as ours. You need the entire population to build up enough resistance to this radon.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How many pregnancies or how many generations would it take for that to happen?
Oh, man, this is some Nova level shit. I can't. I'm not ready. I wasn't ready for.
Someone like
I haven't watched enough PBS, guys.
That's going to be like a whole chalkboard full of like fucking equations with like
you want to talk about the you want to talk about the question, you know, and his JLA, who, by the way, I did meet Mr. Jeffrey Combs, the voice of the question in Justice League Unlimited.
That's right.
And he was, you know, he was very, I told him, he said he had the best lines on that show.
He did have the best lines.
He was very happy to hear that. But
he did. It was, yeah.
He
doesn't give it enough props for how funny the question was in that show.
Fucking fantastic. You want to talk about characters that need their own show? That guy needs his own show. And I would watch that. I want it to go on forever.
Yeah.
But, and I would like for him to just address this theory.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got like a, you know, Batman could probably figure it out. He could do this.
Yeah, I know. Batman could do everything though.
But we could ask the question. He'd be much more fun to talk to. And he would probably take us seriously.
Yeah, I know. See, Batman would just be like, all right, I guess I'll do this, you know.
Batman's
would...
just like, I'm bored, therefore I'll do your equation. Yeah. What if you got it wrong?
So these.
What if all the equations that Batman thinks he's solving are wrong?
Oh, he's, yeah, he's.
Because he's not as smart as he thinks he is.
He's an idiot. We know he's an idiot. So anyway, so these.
So they go off.
They go and they're like, well, there's clouds. Let's go on our side of our ship and take a nap.
But coming down from the clouds are more hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. Delicious hamburgers.
So that's what's going on. And then we're back on Stupid Planet with Joker people, and they're talking. I don't really care.
What are they even talking about? I don't know.
It doesn't fucking matter. They're just talking about bullshit.
They're talking about stuff that doesn't even won't even matter because there's only 13 issues, and the next issue is the last one.
Right. So then we're back on the planet where everybody's sleeping in the ship, and Empath Lady is seeing... I don't know if these things are actually there, or if she's just like psychically seeing them.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. So, but there's name? Like they basically look like little green men. They're little
squatty aliens
with big heads, and
they're not as
alien. I mean, like they're not like Fox Mulder's wet dream of an alien, but they're close.
Fox Mulder would be all about our theories here.
Oh, 100%. He's so, like, I've got theories too, guys. And you're like, oh boy,
here guys, you want to do a podcast? I'm like, yeah, sure. So
you know, Fox Mulder would spend all of his time on Reddit if he were real.
It would just be... Actually, you're right. I'm surprised that the X-Files reboot wasn't just, like, him on Reddit.
No, it was like Reddit wrote that whole fucking first episode. You're just like, what? It was like every conspiracy theory you could possibly think of.
What, the reboot?
Yes, that first thing where he... So there's a Scully, and Mulder, and Joe McHale are talking to this woman, and they're
right, Joe McHale. I forgot that.
They're in, like, the cabin Mulder lives in, and he just goes... And he like vomits forth every conspiracy theory you've ever heard of, chemtrails and 9/11 and blah 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 blah, and you're just like, wow. And it goes on for about 5 minutes and you're like, I hate this.
Did the X-Files end before 9/11?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I figured,
yes.
Yeah.
And the only reason you might have to double check me, but I feel like yes. And the only reason I say that is because the Lone Gunman were supposed to get a spinoff.
Yeah.
In which a building was hit by a plane in a terrorist attack.
Oh, yeah.
And it did not air. And then 9/11 happened, so obviously that whole thing got pulled.
Right, right. Okay.
So I feel like it was yes, but I'm not sure.
Oh, poor Dean Haglund.
It might be 1 year after.
Do you think Dean Haglund would co-sign on our dinosaur thing here? You think he'd be into talking about this?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I have his phone number.
Do you want to call him now?
Like, yeah, let's call Dean Haglund for a second, guys. Let's call.
Who played Langley. In the
let's call. Let's call Langley and see what's going on. What's going on in his head today? So the moment we're all waiting for gets a little bit delayed.
Oh, nope. Sorry to interrupt. It's last episode was May 19th, 2002.
Okay, so we already were.
Yeah.
But there were no 9/11 episodes of X-Files.
Not that I know of, no.
Yeah, probably was already figured out ahead of time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they already did the whole thing before it.
Yeah.
So
Yeah, so basically our dinosaur buddy finds these dinosaurs hanging out at the edge of a cliff.
Yeah, the ones he looks like. And he's like, oh, hey, there's a female. I could fuck that. And he's like, wait, but there's another male. He's like,
all right, that one looks female. And he's like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to, fight and save your stupid unevolved species. I'm like, stop being so passive aggressive. You did this on your own.
And I'm confused because here's three of them. Here's three dinosaurs. And like, is he watching them fight?
No, they're fighting him.
No, because he's here. Or wait, he's here?
No. He's walking in. And
he
then
he walks in. There's three over here, but then all of a sudden it just goes down to two. I don't know.
Well, no, this is him because he's here, and
this is three.
Yeah.
One, two, three. And now, one, two, three. Where's this other one? Where's the other one?
Maybe he went away.
Okay, he ran.
He went away. He maybe went to go.
So he jumps in, and he's like, ha-ha, m'lady, I will save you from this other guy. And then she almost goes off a cliff.
Well, no, what he does is that fog shows up, and he's
that's right.
I better get this fog out of here. And it's like, it doesn't bother me.
So the fog kills his rival.
Kills the other dinosaur, and then he tackles this other dinosaur off the roof.
The female dinosaur off the cliff.
Yeah.
To save her from the fog. And they fall down. So as that's happening, we get a sexy lady sleeping. Quasar woman or whatever her name is.
Quantum woman. Quantum lady.
So she has a dream about those same alien things.
Yeah.
So as that's happening, Darts and Link guy are like hanging out. That pink head's hanging out with them. They're just like chilling. And like Quantum Lady shows up and she's talking nonsense in her thong.
Well, basically this is where they talk about how...
she basically just... Okay, so she wears...
Oh, no. Well, they explain here that, I guess... So... When this AVX guy turns into a bird or something.
Oh, that's right. He's not a clone.
Then he's not a clone. He's that a thing that what he is. Sense. And they're just picking up science
that's
where they go.
That's bullshit.
Quantum Queen. This chick here with the ass. That's Quantum Queen.
Yeah, she's basically wearing the bathing suit from Borat.
Pretty much.
That's it. That like little monokini thing. So she like, there's a pool and she jumps in it after she's talking
She jumps in the pool.
And then we're back to where these dinosaurs are like, she's like, the female dinosaur is like, I don't really want to have sex with you, but he's like, you're going to have to anyway. So he's like, I've got to save you from these clouds.
Well, he's like, because he's having like a, like he's trying to chase her, and he's like, woo, if it takes these ridiculous creatures long enough to get worked up, they probably go extinct without even radiation clouds. So he's basically telling...
I mean, he basically just wanted to show up and be like, and she's going to be like, yeah.
Well, I want to understand that, like, how does he get...
I'm assuming that there's some sort of courting ritual that he has to go through.
Which he does not know.
Which he doesn't know, which is why she's just like, get away from me.
Yeah, but he's like thinking like, well, I'm just going to show up and just get a heart. I mean, how do you get a hard on in this situation? Like,
that's a good question.
Like in his head, he's got his human head and his alien body, and he just goes, all right, I'm just going to get a hard
on. But here's the thing, though, is because some species actually have a bone in the penis.
Right.
That helps them get an erection. So maybe he's one of those.
Okay.
And then all he has to do is, do you have control? I don't know how those.
Yeah,
I don't know how boners work, guys. Like, how does it work?
Wait, what?
I don't know. How does that type of boner work? Do you have like control over like the bone extending, or is it always extended?
No, it's just there. And then
I'm talking about like when you actually have a bone in the penis, like when a species has a physical.
Oh, I don't
bone.
Know. I don't have a bone in my.
Oh, I know. Penis. Men, like I don't think.
I thought you were asking me to explain my erection.
No, I understand how male or like human erections work. I get how that works. I'm talking about like. There are actual species that do have a bone in the penis. Is it always there? I don't know. Does it retract? I don't know. I can't answer those questions. So he's like, whatever, chasing this dinosaur. Then we get a nice shot of Quantum Queen's ass.
Well, it's her ultraviolet ghost.
Yeah, it's like her...
And he's like, she's going
it's
to...
It's her construct, basically. And so she goes into the room with one of the guys who was horrified.
Immorto.
Yeah,
Mortis,
who hasn't had anything to do this whole comic.
Except take a nap.
And she wakes her up and he's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I have weird nonsense to talk about. And he's like,
What?
And then she just disappears. And he goes, oh man, that's something that requires investigation.
She says something like, when Elvar cuts into you, you will feel no pain of birth.
And he's like, what?
And he's like, what? And then he's like, all
right. And he goes, well, that's going to require some investigation. And he goes right back to sleep. He literally goes to sleep.
Man nap. man napping.
Man nap. Taking a nap.
Like a man.
Nap like a man. I would definitely encourage everybody to watch that Crazy Ex-Girlfriend video. It's funny.
So I don't know why these dummies go outside. Like, everybody else goes outside.
I don't know. They're like, we're bored, I guess. We're going to go outside. Hey, here's some aliens. We're going to fight them.
Well, they come out, and like, these aliens come out, and there's like a big light, and they're like, they take the Link guy, and they're like, come journey with us into the light. And he's like,
okay.
All right.
So he's basically like, really, if Fox Mulder was here, he would just start screaming Samantha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they just take him to this like ship or whatever.
Yeah. So they like, but they don't take Dark Guy. Dark Guy's just like, what?
He's just like, what? Anyway, so this is interspersed between him.
Yeah. All this is interspersed between this guy being like, I'm really tired of this dino playing hard to get. Forces are down. And completes the deed.
He goes,
dino.
He goes, he gets her down. He goes, and now, for the hard part. Literally. Yeah. He literally goes, now, for the hard part. Heh.
Yeah.
Maybe the Wanderers are right about this. A beauty like this, even mood violins and soft lights wouldn't help. So apparently.
He's not aroused?
Well, I think he's aroused. I think he's trying to get her in the mood to get in there.
But I thought he wasn't aroused because he's like, oh, this is the hardest part of this, because he's like, even mood lighting isn't going to help this chick because she's a horrible dino monster.
Yeah.
And he is a human being, sort of.
In the dinosaur body, trying
a humanoid.
Trying to force mate with a dinosaur.
Yeah, and he's like, well, I mean, like.
Also, too, I find it interesting that in this, he kind of intimates that in the, or he implies that in this world that mood violins and soft lighting
exist.
Exists like that's how in the 30th century people are still doing, you know,
still doing romantic shit. Still they're doing, still going to buy those,
still
like,
doing romance.
They're still doing buying those romantic dice.
Mm. Oh yeah, like, sexy dice.
Where they roll it, and it's like lick ear or whatever,
nibble toe.
Yeah. So Link's on the ship, whatever, and they're like, "Hi, we're aliens."
That's literally how they go. They go, "Hi, what do you? What's up?" And he's like,
"He's like, we have to teach you stuff." Okay.
And then,
so then we're back on with the dinos, and he's like, "Well, she's asleep now."
He goes, "Well, that's that." And as much as I hate to love and run.
I mean, how do you even know she's like in heat?
How do you even know you did it?
Right, because they have to be in heat for you to fertilize eggs. It's not just like one of those things that happens. Mm-hmm. She has to be ovulating.
I don't know. There's
scientists. I'm assuming she could. Maybe she's one of those ones that can like keep. There's certain animals that can like hold on to sperm and choose to use it at different times. Like they can like keep it in their bodies and just be like, oh, okay, now it's time for me to fertilize these eggs.
Well, maybe it's one of these.
So maybe she's one of those. I don't know. But yeah. So as he's running away, he gets eaten.
Well, he gets
kind of.
He gets his foot bitten by a small. Like it's actually. It's not like a big. It's not like a big T-Rex monster.
Well, it kind of just looks like a plant-eating dinosaur.
Like a plant-eating dinosaur. He just kind of nibbles his foot.
Yeah, he's and got picks him by him the foot.
And he's like, all right, that's it.
So he only got to have sex with one dino.
Yeah, that's all he did.
He needs to go have sex with more dinos, but he's going to eat him first.
Yeah, he's going to get his leg chomped, and then he's going to have to deal with that.
Yeah, so that's how this ends.
And then, yeah, that's how it ends. And then the next issue.
To be concluded.
To be concluded.
It doesn't even say to be concluded. It just is concluded.
It's like, it's over.
Dino sex.
Next issue. If you thought this issue was weird, you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh. And it only gets weirder. It's an ending and a new beginning for our 6, or is that 7, stalwart heroes. Thank you for your kind attention. I'm out of here. Like I like how the editor's like, the fuck, I'm out of here.
He's like, no, this is dino sex. I can't.
We just had a dinosaur guy become a dinosaur and have sex with another dinosaur, and then you know, we don't know what's gonna happen next. No. This is dumb. Goodbye.
This is dumb.
And they have their own letters page. Homing signals.
I like how they canceled it before people could actually send in letters about dino fucking.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, they got
they're always like 2 issues behind.
Yeah, I don't think anybody.
So no one's writing them letters like what?
They're like, all right, we're just gonna do this, and then we're not always gonna be able to talk about it. Goodbye.
And then the internet was invented.
Because now you can't just send. Yeah, because this is pre-internet, so nobody can go. I mean,
I can't just send a tweet.
Yeah, you can't send tweets and be like, what the hell did DC just do? You can't at Jeff Johns and be like, bro, did you know about this?
You're all right with this, bro?
You're all right with this, bro? I mean, what's going on over there?
Jeff Johns is just drinking PBR.
Jeff Johns is just like crushing a PBR can on his head, and he's like, what?
Yeah, he's like, sure, bros. Drink.
You know, and they don't have time for, you know, people to react to this and be like, oh, well, maybe we should cast Ben Affleck as the dinosaur fucker or something. I don't know.
Probably that's what's going to happen. He's going to get demoted from Batman to dinosaur fucker.
Oh, is he going to have like a bit part in like some random part of the Justice League where he's just going to be in the background being like, hey, guys.
Yeah. Yes.
Guys, I'm in this movie. That's all I'm doing. That's all I have money for. It's just me to pretend I'm fucking a dinosaur.
Yeah. You know,
there's not even a dinosaur here. I'm just fucking a green screen.
He has to put on like a Barney suit.
Ben Affleck as Fred Flintstone in The Wanderers.
Yeah. It's like, is this a weird fucking porn now? And he's like, I took a wrong turn somewhere in this movie. I don't know why Josh Whedon decided the Justice League needed dinosaur fucking, but he did.
Actually, the last, very, very last scene was directed by Axel Braun. He showed up. He's like, guys, I got an idea.
He's like, I got the best idea.
Josh Whedon isn't looking, guys. Let's do this. Let's put this in here.
Yeah.
Ben, I need you over here.
Okay. Fuck that dinosaur.
Fuck that green screen. Fuck that hump. Fuck that green hump.
I assume that Axel Braun would probably get a woman to dress like a dinosaur. Because it's Axel Braun. He's going to get some sort of actual fucking. It's not going to be fucking.
You think maybe it was just a woman that was just covered in green, like a green.
Yes, painted.
Oh, no. She was covered. Yeah, she was covered in the dots and she had a green suit.
Yeah.
But there was like.
Except for her vagina.
Yeah. And then, Ben Affleck was like, all right, here comes Batman or whatever I am. Barney, I'm Fred Flintstone, guys. Hello. It's a Warner property. We could do this.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Actually, I like that idea.
What the fucking?
I hope that's what happens. I hope that's what happens when the Alfred's like, it's about time you got here, and he's like, I was fucking a dinosaur, I'm sorry.
It's like, I've given up being a bat. I am now Barney.
I am now Fred Flintstone.
I'm now Fred Flintstone.
I just want to imagine Batman just showed up with like the Batman cowl, but like the Fred Flintstone thing, and he's like, yabba dabba. Vengeance.
You know, that really would have gotten a lot less crime in Gotham if you knew that there was a fucking crazy man going around fucking dinosaurs. You'd be like, I'm gonna go do some crime somewhere else because I don't want to get involved in whatever that is. Just walk down an alleyway at any time. There's some fucking dude just fucking a dinosaur. You're
just
like,
Batman being like, I just caught all the villains, Captain Professor Gordon. Yeah, this ended good.
Yeah.
So would you read the last issue of the series?
I don't know, actually. Probably not, because I could just look up to see what happened. I don't.
Actually, you kind of can't, because they don't have synopsises on DC Wiki, so you kind of have to feel it out.
I don't know. It's a really good question. I mean, maybe just out of morbid curiosity to see how many more dinosaurs this guy fucks?
I'm going to say zero. I'm going to say he doesn't
get
to.
He's only
going to
get one?
Because there's going to be
that
some.
That doesn't help.
Because I imagine this last issue probably has lots to do with, like, those Joker people doing, you know, having, like, a bunch of weird conversations with the Quantum Lady.
Oh,
and those little aliens have to show up. And, you know, and the immortal guy gets cut by the sword. And, you know, and then Dinosaur Man is just, you know, or AVX is just like, I'm done.
He's like, took a lot out of me, guys.
That's how the series ends. He just goes, I'm done.
He's like, I'm not a more than once in a night guy. Guys, just FYI.
I'm not virile enough in this form. I need to take the form of
Viagra?
Viagra bird.
Viagra.
Viagrax. It's a blue bird.
Yeah. Viagrax.
Viagrax.
That's horrible. I'm covered by insurance. Wee, flap, flap.
Who sure was a healthcare company? That was like, that was their logo. It was just like,
it's like a bird.
The Viagra bird, guys. It's our logo. So that's it for the Wanderers.
Speaking of Viagra.
Oh.
So when there's another type of Viagra. I forget what it's called.
Cialis?
Yeah, but there's another one. Didn't it start with an L or something?
I don't know.
One of them, when they all started coming out, I used to work at a shoe store. Somebody left one of those pens. You know, the
drug pens, yeah.
Yeah, that have like the prescription name on them.
Whatever. Yeah, not like an EpiPen full of Viagra.
No. No. It was one of those pens that had like the name of the thing on it. It was Cialis or whatever. But it was one of those, it was actually folded in half. And so when you clicked on it, it very slowly came up. So it was one full pen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's neat.
It was actually a very, very good marketing tool. So it was just like, it went from like sad pen to fully erect pen.
Sometimes, you know, I'll tell you.
I loved that thing.
I loved that damn pen. I'll tell you, man. Sometimes those plate, you know, those drug companies or just places that like have promotional gimmicky things. Are just the coolest fucking things. Yeah, you're just like, oh, this is kind of cool.
You're like, it was a really good idea because you're talking about extending.
Why can't all pens be like this?
Yeah, you're talking about making things erect. So, of course, you're going to have
right, that makes sense. But can I just have like a Spider-Man pen that does this too?
Okay.
I just want a pen.
Yeah.
Weird ass pen. Yeah.
So.
Well, that's... Do you have any more Viagra stories you want to share?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a lot of experience with Viagra.
Yeah, neither do I.
Yeah. I've heard
stories of dudes back in the day that would get themselves some the black market stuff and like keep a tab in their wallet in case of emergencies.
Ew.
Oh yeah.
In your wallet?
Yeah, they keep it in the wallet. They're like George Costanza putting all the thing in their wallet.
Wouldn't that crush it?
I don't know. That's what they would do. They keep a corner, yeah, and they kind of maybe look wherever it's on. They'd be like, all right, come on, let's go.
I don't think it works that fast.
No. Maybe you stick it under your tongue, get it in there.
Hmm.
I don't know. I just
remember hearing about, what was her name? Carmen Electra, and what was her husband's name?
Dave Navarro?
Yeah. That on their honeymoon, they both decided to take Viagra, and it was a terrible experience.
I feel like they did a lot of terrible experiences.
Yeah, they were just like, that was a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, they're two very sexy people that probably made a lot of bad decisions.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Because Dave Navarro is one of those guys that I guess, like, he's one of those guys that you can't, like, he's kind of like how people describe Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
As, like, they're so sexy that that women are afraid, that people are afraid to leave their better half in a room alone with them. Because, like, Dave Navarro could just walk in and be like, sex, and then you go have sex with him. You know, and I think people...
Is that a thing that happens?
I've heard that about Dave Navarro, yes.
I mean, he's very sexy. I'm not going to say that, but I don't know if I would just be sitting there. I mean, first, he would not ask. But second...
I don't know, you never know.
If I were sitting there and he was just like, sex, wouldn't I just be like, I'm sorry, I'm married? Like, or is it just like he's so overwhelmingly sexy
that's the
that
thing.
My
he's
brain
like,
shuts down?
I think that's what they're trying to say, is that you just kind of like with Angelina Jolie, like, if... Because I've heard the story a lot from... many times from Chris Gore. Because he's talked about it on like his podcast before about how like you get in the room with her and you're just like, oh man, like you just so much sex, you know, and that people are, it's kind of like, she might do something even though she's not gonna.
No, but if she were just like, hey, sex, you would just be like, duh.
You'd just be like, all right, sex, let's do it. You know, but I guess that's how Dave Navarro is. You just kind of go, oh, sex, yes, and then you just do it.
Like, your brain just shuts down and you go for sex.
I think so, yeah. I think that's what happens.
And then when you're done, you're like, oh, that's right, I'm married.
Yeah, you just go, you forget about everything up until that point, and you go, oh my God, I just had sex with Dave Navarro, and now
you got eyeliner all over me.
I've covered in eyeliner. How am I going to explain this?
How am I going to explain that I'm covered
excuse
in
me,
eyeliner?
Excuse me, Dave Navarro, can I borrow your Tide pen to get this guy liner out of my clothes?
I'm assuming you have makeup remover, right? Yes, okay.
Do you give that out? Do you have like a little like special pen that says Dave Navarro?
I bet he does.
Dave Navarro tour night, whatever year it is.
And it's just all makeup remover. He's like, I'm going to get this all over you. You're like, okay.
You're going to need this. You're going to need this. All right. Sex. That's what I've heard.
Okay.
Maybe maybe he doesn't do that now. Maybe he's just kind of like sandwich, and he gets.
And people bring him sandwiches?
Yeah. Maybe, maybe it's always just like, hey, Dave, you want sex? He's like, nah. Root beer, and then they bring a root beer or something.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I'm certain he'd probably, he's Dave Navarro.
Yeah, he's very handsome.
Very,
he's
very...
a sexy guy. I'm not going to say that. That's definitely true.
He is the ultimate rock star, even though he had like this that song that I really like, this song he did. It was like from the solo album he did that was Rexall, and he just kind of talks about how like he wishes, you know, how people think his life is so great, but it's not. Yeah. And you know, he wishes he had the life people think he had.
Oh yeah.
Or something.
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he can't just say, "Hey, sex." Maybe people think that, and he's like, "That would be awesome."
He's like, "Yeah, that'd be great."
But that doesn't actually
stop
happen.
Spreading lies about me, Sean, on your podcast.
Yes, Dave Navarro is going to send us a strongly worded tweet about this episode.
I certainly hope he does. That means he's listening. That means Jane Addiction and former Jane Addiction and Chili Peppers member, yeah, Dave Navarro is listening to our podcast.
Yeah, and he's on that show.
He's doing like a tattoo show.
Something.
Or, yeah, no, I don't know if that's still on, Ink Master or something.
Yeah,
like that.
He was on that because he was like a judge on that or something.
Didn't you watch an episode of that?
I didn't watch that one. I watched, there's a body painting one.
Oh, that's
that
right.
RuPaul was a judge on for a season, so I watched it because you know I love RuPaul.
Right, right, okay.
And it was really weird.
Yeah.
Because apparently that's a career people can have.
You can do anything you want.
Like, apparently.
That's what you can do in life. You can do anything you want, especially out here. You can be like, I'm
a body painter.
I'm a Dave Navarro biographer.
That's a thing.
And you can be that, and people will come to you and ask you questions.
Yeah.
Or they might just have to source this podcast for their Dave
that's
Navarro
true.
News, because we just did
that. I mean, that's actually, our podcast is about comics, but very gradually it will become about Dave Navarro.
Worst Navarro ever.
Or best Navarro ever.
Best Navarro, best Navarro ever, guys. All right, well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find myself on Twitter at AngryHeroSean, as well as Instagram at AngryHeroSean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And of course, worstcollectionever@gmail.com is where you can send your emails and your decision, you know, your where you stand on the dinosaur procreation
Geico
versus gecko.
Yeah. Geico,
Army. Hell Army.
Yeah.
You can send in your Dave Navarro trivia. We'll read that.
Yeah, if you've ever just looked at Dave Navarro and he said sex to you and you had sex with him.
Yeah, if you have a good
let us know.
If you have a good, like a good Dave Navarro, not like I saw Dave Navarro at a mall.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't count. Because I could see Navarro at a mall right now. I could go right now. I'm gonna go after we're done here. I'm gonna go see Navarro at a mall.
If you've ever woken up covered in Dave Navarro's eyeliner, I'd like to hear that story.
But he didn't have sex. Maybe he didn't have sex. Maybe he's just like
maybe he just was like, I need someone.
Maybe
to
he cried over you.
Yeah, maybe he was just like, I need to get this makeup off. Bring me a plebe, and he just like wipes
his face on you. Did rain vision on you. Shout out to our Strange Adventures episode. So
that's it.
That's it for this week's show. Yeah, I know. We keep talking. How do we start talking about this?
I don't even know.
I don't know. We just need to end it.
Yep.
All right, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next time. Oh, wait. By the way, please rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast. I know where you get the show. Give us 5 stars. If you think you deserve it. All right. That's it, folks. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.